The beginnings of the work in California. It will be well to review the history of how the Adventist work began in California.
At the General Conference session held in Battle Creek in May, 1868, in response to earnest pleas brought by M.G. Kellogg from the few Sabbath keepers in California, J.N. Loughborough and D.T. Bordeaux were sent as missionaries to the West Coast.
They began their work in Petaluma and from their work northward. Soon they had established churches in Santa Rosa, Healdsburg, Bloomfield, and other places. Loughborough reported, "Shortly after our arrival in California, we received a letter from Mrs. White, in which she related a vision given her in Battle Creek on Friday evening of June 12, a day that we had spent in Lancaster, New York, before starting for California. She had never been in California, and had no personal knowledge of the habits of the people. In fact, at that time she had never been west of the Missouri River. Any knowledge she possessed concerning things there was derived from what the Lord was pleased to reveal to her. In the instruction in her letter, she delineated the liberal ways of the people of California, and what would be the effect of labor among them on a close, penny-wise plan. In preaching to the people in California, they must be approached in something of the liberal spirit in which they work, and yet not in a spendthrift manner."
Xum, p. 385.
Looking back years later, Loughborough testified, "As I witnessed the results of following the instruction given, I can say that our cause advanced more in 3 months than it would have done in 1 year had we not been helped in the work of the ministry by the instruction received through the gift of prophecy. Up to the spring of 1871, as the result of the efforts in Sonoma County, 5 churches of Sabbath keepers had been raised up, Ibid, 386.